What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
But I lost my wood.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Look, I know it's time to get horny, but...
It's time to get this horny, was, dude.
This, I'm like so ready to get
Do you really
horny?
Want to start this podcast about the finale with such a shitty energy?
Sorry. Ooh. It's time to get
No,
horny.
No, we're just going to try this. We're just going to start over. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to... Can you just ham it up for the people?
Yeah.
Just
horny.
Okay, this is too much now. You're doing too much.
Okay. Ooh.
Just do it the way you want.
That's the way
do
I do it.
All right,
now I'm self-conscious.
Now you're thinking about it. See, it used to be natural and simple, and now you're overthinking it.
This is revengeful at times you interrupt me and when I want to do my ending.
Well, you know, maybe if we started the podcast on a high note, we could end it better.
That's fair. I don't know. These are some solid goofs.
Yeah, these goofs are good. But it took us a couple hoops to jump through.
That's true. Sorry. I made it more difficult.
So, everybody, we just sat through 4 hours of The Bachelor. We watched the finale. It is Tuesday night. We watched a 2-hour episode on Monday night. We watched a 2-hour episode tonight. We watched 2 hours last week of The Women Tell All. At least I did. We're not going to do an episode about it. Fuck The Women Tell All.
It sucked.
It wasn't interesting. I'm just going to go over it real quick. It was 2 hours of Demi interrupting people.
Yeah.
Someone put a pacifier in Demi's mouth, so clearly she's trying out prop comedy, and it didn't go great. That was The Women Tell All.
Yeah.
Cool.
I have nothing to say about it. Literally, I think you summed it up perfectly. Well done. I do want to give a little shout-out, though, because we had to watch two nights in a row. We were at the bar Monday night.
Of course.
We spent a really nice evening.
Yeah.
At our friends Sarah and Jason's house.
Yep.
Or apartment, rather.
Yep.
And we all kind of got together as a group and watched it. We made some food.
Yeah, I made mac and cheese.
I made my family's sweet and sour meatballs.
They're very good.
It went over really well. Just it was really nice.
We had a good
so
time.
Shouts out to them.
Shout outs to the crew that we've been watching this show
with. The
true believers of Batch Nation.
The true believers. We're the ones going on the real journey.
Which, shout out to Stan Lee.
Just shout out to him.
Shout out to Stan Lee.
You did it, man.
I saw Captain Marvel. You know, that was really good.
I haven't seen Captain Marvel yet. I will see it.
All right. I'm just gonna. This isn't a spoiler about the actual movie. The opening. You know, they do like the Marvel, like thing. Instead of all of the superheroes, it was all of Stan Lee's cameos.
That's
since
nice.
This is like the first one to come out since he died.
That's nice.
It was really nice. Sorry for ruining that for all of you.
Shouts out to Stan Lee.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to Stan Lee for. Give me the phrase true believers. Yo, want to talk about this finale? Because
I absolutely don't. But yeah, wait, we have to.
Well, we have to. That's the rules. Those are the rules that we have given ourselves.
Those are the rules we created.
That is the dark curse that was handed down to us from Christopher Brian Harrison.
You shall speak of this.
And we're this is what we do now.
This is our job.
So,
nice.
Yeah, it was okay. We pick up where we left off.
Where we dropped off.
Offense. As of last week, you know, Cassie has just sent herself home, basically saying that she's like unsure of her feelings with Colton.
She said she loved him, but does she really love him?
Does she really think
this relationship is going to go the way it's supposed to? She has doubts.
Colton, in response, flings himself over a fence and hurdles himself into the Portuguese wilds.
Like a man possessed.
Yeah. So that's where we pick up this week.
Yeah.
And we actually start off with just like Chris Harrison and a team of producers just combing the woods for Colton.
And this small Portuguese town.
Like a lost camper.
Yeah, like literally a lost camper, Joe.
Yeah, like he was, that's like, they're going down the roads, they're shouting like, Colton?
Colton!
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 He's fucking gone.
There's a scene of Chris Harrison going, look, all right, so he calls ABC. Hello, ABC, I've lost my boy.
Yeah.
I've lost my boy, and we're going to give it 30 more minutes. And then we're gonna have to call the police.
Like Dad is handling this very well.
Yeah.
He maintains calm and collected, and that he's got, you know, a team of producers also looking for Colton. Like they're seriously looking for this boy.
I mean, this is a very serious thing that's happening because this has never happened.
And yeah.
They're trying to find Colton because he literally just walked off set, has no microphone on him. They didn't bring him in to get him chipped yet.
Yeah.
So they don't know where he is.
Yeah. And so, they even said, this is maybe the only thing that mattered about the Women Tell All, was when they brought Colton out and they asked him about the fence jump, he said, I expected there to be, like, producers to stop me.
But I thought there was going to be, like, a snack tent.
Yeah, he said, but there was no one there, so I just kept going. And really, that was one of the most impressive parts of this. Colton made it very far away in a short amount of time.
Oh, he did.
Like, they had
quickly.
To drive to find him. Like, yeah. he must have been... Book it.
We've seen him. He is a fit boy.
Yeah, he is. But, like, he wasn't, like, dressed for athleticism.
It didn't seem like it took them that long to get the gate open, and he was just gone, man.
He was just gone. Wild. Wild.
So, they're... Wow, what was I going to say? I was just thinking of something kind of funny, though.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Just, like, imagine if Chris Harrison didn't have the situation under control.
If Chris Harrison is just breaking down, like, I can't find Colton.
I can't find my boy.
I've abandoned my boy.
He's just now, running around. Where's my boy?
He's never going to lose his virginity. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's never going to lose his virginity. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no one's going to fuck this boy.
Oh, no. Colton?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And that's also something that I do want to bring up is that, you know, like that we've done with the finales for the last couple seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, the whole episode is kind of interspersed with segments, you know, filmed in front of a live studio audience in California, where Chris Harrison, like, talks about what's happening, and he'll bring people on, like, from past seasons, from the current season, to talk about what's going on in the show. It's a very talk show format. But every single time they cut away to Chris Harrison, he always brings up Colton's virginity. Every single time.
Will he lose his virginity? Welcome back. Will Colton lose his virginity? I mean, The Bachelor.
I was saying this, I tweeted about this. It was reaching a point where I was really thinking, like, if Colton didn't lose his virginity this season,
they'd end
something
Bachelor.
Bad was going to happen to Chris Harrison.
Chris, your job is on the line.
Like, someone told him...
Get this boy something.
Like, someone told him, if Colton doesn't have sex, we've got dogs. They're rabid. You're going in the cage with them. Like...
Chris, remember when we sent Nick for a couple years? That's where you're going.
You're going there next.
And then you're going to have to be on Bachelor in Paradise as a contestant. Oof. Fighting back for your job. Not for love.
Bachelor host in Paradise.
Bachelor host. It's just him competing against the locals.
Whoever wins gets to be the new host.
Oh my God. Dude, seriously. If they ever pick a new host, I need a competition show.
Yeah.
To who's going to become. Like, they have to. That would just make sense.
Well, there's, like, speculation running around now that, like, Ben Higgins could be Chris Harrison's successor. Just because, like, he's always around now.
He's just... Because he's alone. He's just... Because he needs something in his life
Ben
to give
Higgins,
it meaning.
I stand by. We've said this before on this podcast. Ben Higgins is
the most likable.
He is so likable. So, like, if he were to take over for Chris Harrison, it
would
be the
worst. I need
to
see a montage. And I mean a fucking... I mean, like, 10-minute montage.
Yeah.
Of Chris Harrison training him to, like, some fucking, like, 80s guitar. Just like, now, are you tough enough to get the stuff on you?
Yeah.
And it's like Ben Higgins, like, this is the final roast tonight. This is, gentlemen, this is the final roast tonight. And like he like getting the cadence down.
Yeah.
And the and getting all the moves down.
Well, I think he'd have to put his own spin on it. I don't think
No. I think he needs to have the Harrison energy, but it needs to Ben needs to make it his own.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs the Harrison tutelage.
Yeah. What the fuck is happening in this episode? You know,
Colton's lost.
Let's just lay it all out there. Between like the live shit that happens and the actual events of the episode, yo, not a lot happened.
No.
There, like, this didn't need to be too nice. This
sucked.
Like, this wasn't, This was
one of the worst finale combinations I've seen in a while.
It was
it wasn't great.
Considering, you know, last season's finale, which, like, was difficult to watch with Ari and Becca and Lauren. Like,
well, Last Bachelor.
Like this was like this like, and I'm not saying every Bachelor needs to leave who they picked as the winner to do that to and like go get back to the, with the runner up.
Right, right.
I'm not saying every like we can just have a normal finale for once.
I'm saying the last normal Bachelor finale we had was Nick, and it was normal. It was it went exactly the way it was supposed to.
Yeah, but this wasn't that.
Nope.
So they track down Colton. They find him, and Colton's done. Like, he's said it.
He's quitting.
He doesn't want to do this anymore. Like, he's like, I don't want, and Chris Harrison even, like, supported. He was like, all right, if you're done, we're done. Like, that's it.
Which
we knew that wasn't going to happen, but, like.
But he dads him so well here.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's just like, hey, so, look, you can be as mad as you want. You can keep doing this, but do you want to go back? Yeah, I do. I want to go back.
Yeah.
All right, well, we can't walk, so do you want to get in the car? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So they start driving. They pull over a little bit, and he's just talking to him. He's talking him down very well, and he's just saying, "Hey, man, like,
what happened?" And Colton talks about, you know, the events of the last episode, what happened with Cassie, and he sort of talk. And one of the things he didn't bring up really was like, "Yo, Chris, why didn't you tell me her dad was coming back?"
Because I wonder how much he knew until like. It happened.
Yeah. You know? That was shady. That was shady.
Hella shady.
But they talk.
I talked to my dad today.
Yeah. But they talk about how him and Cassie feel about each other and how, like, what her reservations were and sort of how Colton was very determined to, like, essentially win her back. And Colton's resolve is he thinks, you know, Cassie was feeling unsure in their relationship because there still were two other contestants. There were still two. We still have Tayshia. We still have Hannah G.
Which, so I'm not sure about our relationship because of the nature of this show.
Yeah, which again, be a little more confident in yourself maybe. But like,
I mean, if he's sitting here telling you what he said.
Yeah.
Should it fucking matter?
Yeah.
You're gonna win.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think it's, which is why I don't think Colton's reasoning was completely sound. But I do think that was good. Now that was impressive.
Thank you.
Tasted
like meatball.
And the meatballs were good.
They were really good, but yeah. I just wanted you to know.
Yeah.
What that was.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, Colton, they go back to the hotel. Colton goes to sleep, wakes up in the morning, takes a shower.
Of course, well, of course he took a shower.
He's got to take a shower. He's a very clean boy. He was also just in the woods. Like,
he's got to shower it up. Boy's got to shower off these emotions.
Boy's
got
to shower.
Clean himself.
Yeah.
Clean yourself.
Yeah. And he... He gets up and he leaves his hotel and he goes to another place.
And where is he?
Unclear as to where he's going. They don't make it super well. They don't make it obvious. But he arrives at like a door. He knocks on it.
As one would.
As one does when you find a door.
Yeah.
The door opens. It's Tayshia.
I thought it was gonna be Cassie's dad.
Cassie's dad.
I really thought it was going to be... At first, I was like, it's Cassie's dad.
Yep.
I'd love it if it was Cassie's dad.
Would have been interesting.
Yeah.
But It's not Cassie's dad. It's Tayshia. Not even Tayshia's dad. It's just Tayshia.
It's Tayshia's dad. He's here.
And they go into the hotel room and they start talking.
Yeah.
And Colton admits to Tayshia that he is in love with Cassie, and this is it for them. Like he
sits her down and just says like, I want you, like, I have my feelings for you, but my feelings are stronger for Cassie.
Yeah.
And that he loves her.
Yeah.
Essentially, and that this is the end. They're done. And
yeah. His relationship with Tayshia is over. Like, that. This is it.
And you're just like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. And then they kind of have a moment where Tayshia's saying, like, can we go talk without
cameras for a second?
She's
keeping herself really together.
Yeah.
And then she brings him into the room, like, and they take, like, away from the cameras, but they still have their mics on.
Yeah.
And we can hear them just sobbing, which is, I really hate that.
Yeah, for, like, because they left that footage going for, like, you know, a little too long.
Longer than I wanted to be aware of.
A long time to just be looking at a door and hearing crying. From both of them.
From both of them, yeah. Like they're clearly having a very, like, intimate but like personally sad moment.
Yeah.
That I didn't want to see.
Yeah.
I don't care that much for it.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Yeah.
And then this cuts to, I mean, what else is there to say about it, right? Like,
I don't think there's anything else here. Tayshia's done. Bye bye.
Right. And it just cuts to her.
Yep.
At the live stage.
Yep.
And now we have to talk to her, and then Colton's got to talk to her.
And this happens, this is going to be a theme of the night. She sits there with Chris, and they talk about what happened. Mm-hmm. And I think Tayshia was very, like, this was upsetting for her. Like, this was sad for her to watch. This was painful for her to endure. But I think that at this point in the show, she was pretty aware she wasn't the front runner.
Yeah. I think we both said that too. We're like, she had to have had an inkling.
Yeah.
Whoopsies.
Dropped your phone.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I gotcha. But again, that doesn't take away from the fact that this was difficult. So Colton comes out to talk to Tayshia for the first time since Portugal.
Yeah.
He has a terrible new haircut.
Oh, it looks like he has straight up sex hair.
Everyone
made fun of him.
Everyone made fun of him. To the point where Chris Harrison pointed out, Twitter is laughing at you so much.
You stupid idiot.
You stupid boy. Your hair looks bad.
You stupid moron.
And you know in the back there's like some hairstylist who was just trying his best and...
I don't even understand. I went on this journey with him for this whole time.
I just wanted to do something different.
That would have been very good if they'd shown the hairstylist. That would have been very funny.
But the conversation that Tayshia and Colton have is kind of... It's nothing interesting. Nothing surprising.
You don't learn anything. She doesn't learn anything new. She basically says, okay, I think I got the answer I needed that, like...
Yeah.
Why this didn't work and why you picked her and whatever. And
yeah.
Colton just explains, you know, just it just wasn't the right relationship for him. His heart was with Cassie. And that's what he wanted to follow. Essentially, that's what he's going to tell Hannah G too.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I'm spoiling anything at this point. If you know Tayshia's going home and he loves Cassie.
And what's the next logical move is...
Right, exactly. I'm not trying to be spoilery here. Like,
yeah.
That's what's happening.
That's what's going to happen. So what happens next is... we go back to Portugal, like away from the live show, and we're back in Portugal, where Colton is now going to meet with Hannah G.
Yeah, this is where it gets a bit more like.
Yep, and she is. So, yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you.
Yep, go ahead.
Because I just want to remind our listeners, she has not had her fantasy suite yet.
Yes, she has not had the date.
And she has no idea that he's gone on any dates or anything yet. So she is in the dark.
Yeah. And this is just to jump ahead a little bit, you know, at a later point in the show, Hannah G does talk about how she didn't know that he had already been on dates or anything. And we've brought this up in the past. Like, do the contestants know what order he's going in?
Right.
Because especially this season, That's kind of important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
am I the first one who might be able to try to have sex with them?
Considering that he's the virgin bachelor. Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is whoever is first is like, well, they're up first.
You're the first or you're last.
Yeah. So he goes to Hannah G, who is like, you know, not ready for a date. Like, she, like, this wasn't her time.
No, yeah, he's completely surprising her.
Yeah.
And she's just doing she's doing a talking head.
Yeah.
And she's saying to the camera, I'm ready to tell Colton I love him.
Yeah. She was, like, hyping herself up. She's, like, writing in her journal about how much she loves Colton. And, get wrecked, ladies.
Get wrecked, ladies. that's the, yep. So sorry.
Colton shows up, and in really basically the same thing, the same way he does to Tayshia.
Yeah.
Just tells her.
Knocks on the door.
This ain't it.
This ain't it.
I'm sorry.
And while Tayshia, like we said, kind of has a feeling she might be not the one, and it hurts, Hannah does not think that at all.
Hannah thought, because the thing is, like, I was, like, going into last week, going into, like, Fantasy Suites, like, sort of the end of Hometowns, it was, like, we were divided.
I called Hannah all the way,
but it was a toss-up. Hannah G, Cassie.
I just couldn't tell if it was Cassie. I didn't see him have any connection with Cassie, and he dry-humped Hannah in a shower.
Yeah, and he also, like, literally slept with Cassie after they made out in an ocean for several hours.
Fair.
Yeah. But we don't need to
talk. I'm still going with first impression.
We've talked about this.
Winner, yeah.
The first impression winner, that's only a bachelorette thing.
Bachelor.
No, bachelorette.
No, bachelorette, you're right. Sorry, yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's only a bachelorette thing.
Yeah.
Where, in case you haven't listened to this podcast or read things before, in the last four seasons of The Bachelorette, the contestant who gets the first impression rose ultimately ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
Which Hannah G did get the first impression rose this season, but that's not a thing on The Bachelor, not yet at least.
Well, I mean, it did happen technically. Wait, who got the first impression in an Ari season?
I cannot remember.
I can't. It wasn't.
Was it Becca?
Was it Becca?
Might have been Becca.
It might actually have been Becca.
That's not important.
Not important. That
no.
Racing.
That was so long ago.
Yeah. Ugh.
It
was a year ago.
Yeah. Over a year ago. God, this show.
God, we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the same thing. It's hard to rehash it. But he sits down with Hannah G, tells her, "Hey, I'm in love with Cassie. Bye bye."
bye.
And like, I feel so bad just like glossing over it like that. But the way that they made us sit through all of this.
Oh my God, dude! I think it's important that we, you know, dissect the things that happened in this show. I don't think I need to tell you that she was upset. I don't think you need to dive into that she was upset, rightfully so. He talked to her. She was like, I feel a little better. That's it. Like, that's all that happens.
Yeah.
No one's going to get full closure here.
Because then we go on to the live show, and they're talking to her for really a very long time. For the rest of the episode.
This is the entire episode.
They're talking for such a long time, and nothing.
But you zone out. Like, look, I'm not trying to say I don't pay attention. I watch the show with intent and intently.
Yeah.
And this was, I was so zoned out of this bad episode.
Yeah.
This sucked.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what they talked about.
I couldn't, yeah. Because you could boil it down to the key bits of, like, were you blindsided? Yes.
Are you sad?
Yes.
Yes.
Was that hard to watch? Yes.
Yes. How hard was it? I don't know, Chris. Hard?
Peter, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
but Chris Harrison, look, I love the man, but he really just twists the knife a lot during these interviews. Like,
so you're upset. Everyone hates you. Why?
Why do you think Colton doesn't love you?
Yeah. Why do you think you're never going to be happy?
Do you think you'll ever be happy?
Why do you think no one else loves you?
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
In your life. Like, thanks, Chris.
Thanks. We also get a weird panel of boys.
This was, yeah, like, okay, so we get Blake.
Garrett.
Garrett, who's just is there.
Just there.
He doesn't even know why he's there. Garrett looks like, okay, you know what Garrett reminded me of? Like when you have a bunch of friends and your one friend is high as fuck and he doesn't know what's going on. And he's just like, yeah, what? I don't know. Like, that, but you know what I mean? Like everyone else is sober. Everyone else is fine. Their one friend is just like.
See, I don't think that was Garrett's role here. I think that role...
But that's how he came off to me. Like, he didn't know what was going on.
I think that role goes more to Ben Higgins, who was also there. And also Jason was there. So you had Blake, Garrett, Jason, the top three of Becca's season. And then for some reason, Ben Higgins. who was wearing...
The successor.
Who was wearing a t-shirt underneath a suit jacket for whatever...
Like a boss.
Like a man who knows that he just
broke up with his fiance.
That he's just like, hey, what up, guys?
Hey, like, what up, guys? And what up, ladies?
We're casual. We're here to dish.
It's casual
we're here
Mondays, to talk. Baby.
It's like Ben Higgins.
We're here to dish.
Let's call it as it is. Like Ben Higgins, he's becoming the Jimmy Buffett of Batch Nation.
He's the casualer. The casual bachelor.
But like that's how I felt with Ben Higgins there. Not so much that he was like the high friend at an amusement park or whatever.
No, not Ben Higgins. I'm saying
No, but what I'm saying is I think Ben Higgins was more in that role, but he was like when you all go out with like your friends to like go hang out, do whatever, but like you also have to bring your little sister. Ben Higgins. Chessie, I'm so sorry. But Ben Higgins was just like that, like out of water guy just trying to like say words that made sense.
Love and togetherness. The Bachelor. Yeah.
Although virgin, to be fair, Ben is the only one in this group that was the Bachelor that knows this shit. Which I guess contrasts with the other three boys who knew Colton.
Right.
Like Ben has met Colton, but the other three
he was
of them,
the top four with them.
Yeah, he was the fourth out of the top four.
Yeah.
And that's. Like, so it's like this weird group of people, and they're all just kind of talking about, is this hard for Colton? Yes, I think this is hard for Colton. I've been in this
How
situation.
How hard is it for Colton? Well, I would assume hard.
Have you guys been in this situation before? As a matter of fact, yes, Chris. If you don't remember, I was the Bachelor once.
What about you, Garrett?
Well, I won my season.
I won.
Becca's over there somewhere.
I'm happy.
Guys, I'm
doing, I don't know about these schmoes.
I'm doing great.
I'm doing great.
Beck is out there somewhere. So
he's
hey,
she's out there.
Hey, sweetie.
I
love
can't
you.
Find her. I'm telling you, she's there, though.
You know,
that
she
actually
is.
Did happen.
It did. It did. And I saw on Becca's Instagram story, like she like took a picture and just said, like, I'm right here.
I'm right here.
But they have the same dingus conversation.
Yeah, it sucked.
And then Chris Harrison says it was good to see you boys again, which I'm like, ah.
I won't see any of you ever again.
Except for Ben Higgins.
Except for Ben Higgins. You're the one, Ben.
You're next, Ben.
I've picked you. He does that weird, like, stroking his face with the back of his hand. I've picked you.
Ben Higgins, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Did you put your name in it? That's very good. Wait. What would the goblet of fire for the Bachelor like actually be?
Hometowns.
It couldn't be a goblet. No. What I mean is like because it couldn't be a goblet.
Oh, it can't
of fire.
Be a literal goblet of fire.
Right.
It has
that's what
to
I'm saying.
Be a
like,
different
what,
thing.
Like what would be a Bachelor themed thing that it would be? Like,
a champagne flute of roses.
Oh. Okay. Good. You did that very quickly. I like that.
The flute of roses.
The flute of roses. Nice. Ben, did you put your name on the flute of roses? Yes, very good. We solved it. Nailed it.
Done.
Nailed it.
Got it in one.
Nailed it. You know, the only good thing that came out of that Women Tell All?
Bloopers.
Bloopers.
Chris Harrison's favorite thing.
Absolutely Chris Harrison's favorite thing. So it turns out, like, Colton actually does have some personality.
Who'd have thunk?
And he just says nailed it a lot. That's actually one of his, like, jokes.
Yeah.
So, like, he'll do something like, ah, nailed it.
He also, we're just going to dial back to the Women Tell All for a second. during the whole Women Tell, like, you know, the lead comes out at the end to talk about everything. And the whole time leading up to him coming out, they were just fucking live streaming Colton taking a shower.
He was taking a shower for a long time.
Yeah. And he's like, and like, there's a scene in the Women Tell All where they, like, give Nicole a year's supply of Halo Top ice cream
because
for some
reason. Because they're not putting her on BIP.
And, like, and then, like, it cuts to Colton who's in the shower and he pulls out a pint of ice cream and starts eating it. And Chris Harrison says, "This is my Oprah moment. You're getting ice cream. You're getting ice cream. You're getting ice cream.
Not you. Well, but you are."
And then he says, "This is what I do. I make dreams come true."
What a fucking angel from heaven, man.
Yep. We don't deserve Christopher Brian Harrison.
We goddamn don't. I don't see Ben doing that.
Not yet.
So, yeah, sorry to bring that back. That was the only good thing about women.
Could still be Wells.
Could still be. I would like Wells. Yeah. He would be a good boy.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, he's got the charisma, but does he have the presence?
The charisma?
The chorizo. But does he have, like, the presence? Like, does he have the gravitas of Chris Harrison?
Right, like, he needs to be dripping with gravitas.
Like, Wells is fun, he can talk, but can he really say, "Ladies, if you did not get a rose tonight, take a minute, say your goodbyes."
Ladies, if you ain't it, get out.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I would love just like a... I really love a New York Chris Harrison type of man.
Yep.
Just like, all right, lady... Yeah, right. Broads, if it ain't you, you're out.
Yep. Dead ass.
Dead ass.
Get out of here, Tony.
Look, I know it's brick out there, but yo, bundle up. Oh, that's so good.
Was that the end of the first episode,
yes,
really?
Yeah.
That was pretty much it.
Oh, yeah. That literally was it.
So now it's the next night, and we're just picking up where we left off.
Shit-daisy.
This train don't stop.
Nope.
So at this point now, Colton has sent everybody home.
He started out with 30 women, now he has zero.
Now he has none. What's he gonna do?
I have no... How many women? Zero. Zero women.
He's got no women right now.
But one virginity.
And he is still a virgin, which Chris Harrison is going to bring up at every commercial break.
Literally all of them.
Every single one of them.
All of them.
Every single one. And I noted this because I was texting a friend about it. Colton makes the decision to go to Cassie's hotel room and talk to her because she is still in Portugal.
Somehow hasn't left yet.
Because this has all happened in the span of it. And you think about it. They had their fantasy suite date. Colton jumps the fence. They find him that night. The next day, he sends Tayshia home. He sends Hannah G home. He goes to Cassie.
That's true. No, you're right. It's not a long time.
Yeah. Although it may have been like a full day. I feel like it was nighttime when he sent Hannah G home.
It was nighttime.
So it's been at least 24 hours.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Because when he goes to see Cassie, it is daylight again.
Do you think maybe he went... Oh, wait, no, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
It's been at least 24 hours.
Yeah. But Cassie is still in Portugal there. And
do you think they kept her there on purpose? Like, your flight's on this day.
Maybe. Like those flights are probably, like, booked in advance.
Yeah, maybe.
Which does conflict with... I remember something on Bachelor in Paradise... which is when Jacqueline arrived and was sent home literally the same day. And she was like, "I don't get to, like, spend a night in the hotel." No, they just, like, put her right back on a plane to America.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's not the point.
That's some shit.
Cassie is still in Portugal and Colton arrives.
Yeah.
And they sit down.
They hash it out.
And he tells her, "Look, I am determined... You know, to fight for you. I want to make this work. I love you. And I sent Tayshia home. I sent Hannah G home.
It's you.
Yeah, it's you." And she is shocked.
Yeah.
And it just felt like this isn't what she wanted.
Yeah. But it's what Colton wanted. Ran with it.
Yeah. And again, like, who's to say? Just
the optic on television that this felt very forced.
Yeah.
And this didn't feel like it was natural.
Yeah. It was, because look, I understand, like, Cassie's been through a lot in the last day. It's been a tough hours for her. So I can understand she like sort of choosing to go home. And then like let's entertain the idea for a second that having the other two women there was actually the reason why she sent herself home, and not the fact that she didn't feel confident in their relationship like she said it was.
Right.
And this is the problem she has, and now Colton has showed up and solved the problem.
He's like, well, they're gone.
Like that is something that would have taken me aback. Like I would have had to take a second to process that.
Wait,
like,
that actually happened?
Yeah. Wild. Completely wild.
It is wild that, like, hey, I left you. You came back. Well, it's you. I dumped them.
Yeah.
Because it's you.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. So
yeah, you know, that is fair.
So, like, it's completely possible.
But I'm saying everything after that, though, still feels just...
It still feels weird because...
But I think it would still feel weird, too, if it was me because I just broke up with you, but now we're back together so quickly.
And yeah.
A lot of things happening in a very quick amount of time.
Yeah. So the game plan from here on out is we're just gonna do the rest of the episode like as if it was the finale.
I'm not proposing.
Yeah, but that's it. He's not proposing. They're just gonna have a relationship when this is over.
Yeah.
They're gonna go on another date. They're gonna have
the thing we've literally talked about a million times, like, is can this be a thing that happens? Has happened.
It happened. Yeah. So they go to Mallorca, Spain, where Colton's family is there. I'm not entertaining this joke. but they meet with Colton's family.
Come on, baby, just play in this. Just come in the water, baby.
I'm not going to make fun of the name of a city.
Play in this space.
I'm not going to do that.
Just come play with me.
No.
I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah.
I just want you to yes and me.
Not over something as stupid as the name of a city.
All right.
They meet with Colton's family.
Yes.
And it's like the same fucking thing.
It's the same, but it's like, so this was awkward. So he goes to see he talks to his parents first, and he's like, "Hey, mom, dad, and I think his like cousin or something. I don't know. Maybe it's his brother. Hey, family. So." I know you're expecting two women. Guess what? It's one woman. And she won, technically, already. But you have to meet her. And you're going to meet her now. She broke up with me, but don't worry. We're still together.
Yeah. And they're so cavalier about just like, yep, there's not two. It's just one. This is it. She's winning.
She broke up with me, but we got back together. We fixed it. Don't worry, it's okay.
And like at one point, like Colton's dad even says, like, "Are you certain she loves you?" And Colton goes, "Nope,
nope."
Like with a big shit-eating grin, just nope.
But this is the choice I made, Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
And so then it's the usual like family talks to her. He talks to his family. They all kind of feel good. Dad and Colton though, Scott. They have a nice moment where Scott's just like, "I want to protect your heart and I want to protect my son and I don't want to see him be upset because when you're in a good thing, you're so great. And when you have heartbreak, it's so hard to see you like that. And I just care about you." And you're like, damn, Scott, you win dad of the year.
Whoa. Tayshia's dad's going to have some words with that.
That's true. But like you're in competition for dad of the year.
Yeah. He's a contender.
He's a contender.
But yeah, no, he does have a nice conversation with his boy.
He's definitely going to be a contestant on The Dadchler.
Oh, yeah.
He's a front runner on The Dadchler.
One bachelor, 30 dads.
who will come on top to date his daughter?
But Cassie has similar conversations with the rest of Colton's family where they're kind of just talking about...
Yes, I do. But I need to see where this relationship goes.
Yeah, they're kind of just summarizing the events of what's happening here.
Yeah.
It's silly.
It's very silly.
It's very silly. Because now, Cassie and Colton, they go on like both the final date that they're kind of owed at this point.
Yeah.
And also
it's on their tab anyway. May as well.
Yeah.
Use
and
that.
Also like which is just like, they go like rappelling down a cliffside.
Yeah. They go rappelling.
Yeah. Which to be fair.
Fun.
Fun. Sure.
Pretty sure they expected to be Tayshia to be in the final two, and we're like, this would be a good Tayshia date.
Yeah.
And oh, guess what? We're just gonna make it the Cassie and Colton final date.
Yeah.
So that they rappel down these cliffs and eat a picnic, and that was it.
Yep. And then they go to dinner.
Yeah.
Which is what you do on these dates. You have a fun daytime activity, and then you have dinner.
Yep.
And then surprise. Fantasy suite card.
Whoa, just kidding. Oh, you weren't expecting this one.
Oh, it's the fantasy suite card. The fantasy suite card that Colton didn't get to pull last time because Cassie sent herself home.
And is this Alex? Did we finally reach the time?
Is it time?
Do you think
for Colton to lose his virginity?
I don't know, but God, I hope so.
It's you know, we're let's find out.
Let's find out. Because Chris doesn't know.
Chris doesn't know. And so they go to their fantasy suite, and they're like looking around. They immediately get in the bed. They make out.
They lock legs for a minute.
And then they make a big honking show out of kicking everyone out.
Get out,
cameraman out. And then it's like, everyone
so the thing get that you out. Usually do anyway, you're going to do, but we're going to show it.
But we're going to show. And, like, there were cameramen and, like, you know, producers in the shots. Like, they're, like, you saw them. Yeah,
and a couple of them were just like, all right, and, good luck. Good luck.
Yeah. Well, they go in. Colton puts a sign on the door that says, no molestar. Yeah. And they do not disturb. And they close the door. Oh, but mistake. They realize they still have their mics on.
Yeah. Oh, can't hear that giggle.
Don't want to hear the giggle. So they come back out. They're like, hey, can you take our mics off for us? And then the sound guy shows up, takes the mic off, and that he's the one who says, good luck.
Good luck.
Just like, this guy is done. He's like, is this season over yet?
Oh, God. I don't want to. Please don't break up with him. Like, I don't want to do another fence jump.
They go in to the door closes, you see the lights go off.
Ding.
What's happening?
Who knows?
Sex maybe. Who knows? Can't be sure.
I'm gonna say sex.
Yeah.
I think he lost his virginity.
Okay.
I think it's time that I can finally do this.
I can respect that.
Colton lost his virginity! I hope.
Whoa, shit. Is it 2015 again? You with the fucking air horn.
Hey, I own it, and I'm proud of it.
I know you do.
It's who
you
I
do.
Am.
You do. You do. I respect your dedication to
Thank
that
you.
Bit.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then... Well, that's kind of the end of the season.
Yeah, that... Like, really. But can I talk about the one thing that pissed me off?
Hit me.
I was furious.
Hit me.
Okay. Look, they never come out and tell me that they banged. And this whole season was literally the, what else does he have to lose? I'll tell you what he has to lose. His fucking virginity. And you know what? At the end, he goes, a gentleman never kisses and tells. Fuck you. All right? This is bullshit. Okay? Because I'm waiting... This is real anger, okay? I was waiting this whole episode, and it's this whole thing, and it's Chris saying, is he going to lose his virginity? Is he going to lose his virginity? Oh, I don't know. Close the door. Did you? I won't tell. Oh, fuck you. Just say, yes, I had sex. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Cassie's big thing was, I feel bad because I had sex this other time. Just say it. You don't have to, like, be crass. Just be like, we did make love. Like, just even say that!
Or just be like, yeah. Just be conclusive.
You're building up to this whole thing, and you're gonna give me some coy bullshit?
Yeah.
Fuck you! Sorry, okay, I'm good. I'm good. Sorry, this was... Really, guys, it drove me up the wall that was how they treated this.
Yeah.
When it was the whole fucking theme of a season.
Yeah.
And they're not even going to give you a fucking definitive answer.
Because after sort of you
see
the lights...
I think it even pissed Chris off, too.
Oh, yeah. I think Chris was upset about this. Because, so after the lights go off, that really is the end of the season. There's no final rose ceremony.
Nope.
There's no meeting with Neil Lane, which I can only assume means that Neil Lane has died.
He's disintegrated.
Like, Thanos' snap, just took him. Mr. Harrison, I don't feel so good.
Very good. Very good. That is fucking gold. That is great. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. But we don't get any of that. It's just we get that end of the Fantasy Suite date, and that's the end of the season. Kind of abrupt.
We're going home. All right, so Bros of Rose, Zit. This has been Bros for Rose.
Yeah.
But wait,
because there's more. Because as soon as that light goes off, we go back to the live show, where Cassie and Colton are sitting together as a couple. They're still together all these months later.
Yeah. How many months is it between?
It's been about 3 months.
Three, four months?
Because usually they finish filming around when the first episode airs.
Right.
Because you remember, at least before that, because you remember, like, Ari broke up with Becca, like, the night before the premiere last year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that was, like, I think, like, Tia said she was with Lauren that night and, like, Ari called her.
Oh, like, shit.
Like, yeah, so like, the timeline is, like, right as soon as, like, filming is, like or right as
I
soon as...
I remember you telling me this. I'd forgotten about it.
Yeah.
I don't think I grasped that when you originally told me that.
So they've been together for a few months at this point.
Yeah.
And they're just having a normal relationship like people do. They're not engaged. Colton moved out to L.A.
He's been spending time with her, spending time together.
They're not living together. They're just living near each other. They're planning on doing...
The fact that he moved out to L.A. I think is important, though, that he's close enough that it's not like he's commuting all the time. That's very important, though. That says a lot.
Yeah, because Becca and Garrett are doing that still,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And so are Joe and Kendall. But they've been on the road with the Dancing with the Stars thing.
That's the thing, too, though, as well. Even though they lived separately, they were really in the same spot for long periods of time.
Yeah.
So they're technically not living with each other yet, but they're spending a lot of time with
each other. Yeah, and like Colton said, they're planning on doing a lot of traveling together this year. Like, they've got a lot
really
going
trying
on
to grow their relationship.
Yeah,
which
because
is
they want to see if this really does have a shot. Which, like, there's a certain level of respect I have for the way they played this.
Same.
Do I love how it went down on TV?
No.
Because I want this show to be, like, captivating, and it wasn't.
Like, never have we only been 40 minutes into it and the show's over, technically.
We've been around there before, but the whole thing's over, though. The fact that we covered, that we just covered 4 hours of The Bachelor.
In 40 minutes.
That's wild, with a little Women Tell All sprinkled on top.
Yeah.
Like there needed to have been more to this.
More content.
Yeah.
We're giving them the content. They weren't giving us the content.
Exactly.
You're welcome, people.
Yeah. We give you what you need.
The content.
The content. We're content creators, just like Hannah G.
I still love that. I still love that one joke from SNL. Hi, I'm a content creator, and that content is porn.
So at the live show, Colton does point out that there was no final rose, so he just pulls a rose out of nowhere.
So this is after the no rose.
Yeah.
And now it's so actually this has been before the final rose.
Yeah.
And we're about to go to after the final rose.
Yep. And he gives Cassie the final rose. Will you accept the final rose? She does.
Oh, I was so worried.
I know. And then, oh boy, the big event of the night.
Wait, can I ask you one thing?
Yep.
I thought it was going to be hysterical if they played the whole, like, last thing. Like it was the last part of every show where they, like, show the feet and who is it? And, like, oh, it's Cassie.
Because
they did that with Brian.
They did that with Brian, thing. Yeah.
But I was just like, are they going to do something, like, dumb like that? They didn't, but I would have loved it if
I would have,
Also, they fucking lied to us in the promos, which they don't usually do. They showed
And they
Colin.
Always lie to us in the promos.
No. By this, I mean, they showed footage that they had to just manufacture.
Yeah.
They showed Colton, like, waiting to propose to someone in, like, Spain or whatever it was going to be.
Yeah.
And, of course, it wasn't going to fucking happen because there were no ladies.
Yeah. So maybe they filmed that, like, ahead of time, you know?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Or they're like, all right, Colton, look, we understand it, but we've got to get you... We need to get something of you saying, is she going to accept the ring or whatever?
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Respect.
Yeah.
But then, you know, as to time for the big finale, ladies and gentlemen, Air Supply.
Air Supply. this caught us so fucking off guard.
A live performance from the pop rock duo Air Supply.
What the fuck?
Yep. And it's like two old men.
I thought it was gonna be some fucking like you know, oh look, it's Hall & Oates.
And they're singing their song. And this is the
Air Supply.
But the thing that was very funny as I'm listening to the song and I'm looking up the name of it right now. The song that they played, which admittedly was like one of their bigger hits, is called "Making Love Out of Nothing at All."
Yeah, it's a low-key troll.
If that's not what this whole show is.
Yeah.
Like, hachi-machi. Like, they dunked on... Like, that song is dunking on Colton, on Cassie, on Chris, on this whole goddamn franchise.
Well, you can't dunk on Chris. No one can dunk on
no
Chris.
No one dunks on Chris.
No one dunks on
Chris. No one dunks on Chris. You know Chris Harrison
dunks on you.
Christopher Brian Harrison is the only man to have beaten Aaron Carter in basketball.
That's right. And he fucking wrecked him.
Which, as we all know, Aaron Carter beat Shaquille O'Neal.
So he had gained his powers.
By the transitive property, Chris Harrison has beaten Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes. He's the greatest basketball player of all time.
Watch out for Chris Harrison's track, "That's How I Beat Carter."
That's how I beat Carter. Yo, I was down in the court. This whole day, I'm not gonna do a whole rap.
Yep,
but it sounded good.
You started strong.
Thank you. I didn't want to go farther. I wanted to start right where I was felt comfortable.
So everyone in the audience has to listen to this Air Supply song, and they watch as Colton and Cassie.
And no one in the audience, I'm sure, knows who Air Supply is.
Maybe some of the older people.
Maybe
know.
Five people know.
But they watch Colton and Cassie dance
very slowly and poorly. Just all right.
Yep,
we're up here.
All right. Okay. Chris, wish you had warned us about this.
Which it's always, Air Supply's going to play. Remember Cassie kept just rubbing like lipstick off his face? Apparently they were just fucking going at it.
I guess, yeah. Well, good for them.
Good for them.
This is cute. Good for them.
And Chris does ask them, I love this too. Chris asks them, is like, so Colton, did you lose your virginity?
And Colton's just like, I'll never tell.
And Chris Harrison, literally, you can hear on the back of his ear, like, fuck you. Fuck I'm you. Taking that as a yes. They fucked everybody. Hey, everybody, they fucked.
And that's when they, you know, shoot off, like, confetti into the air and Air Supply comes out to sing.
They fucked!
They did it!
They did it! Mazel tov!
I don't understand why they didn't have the Lonely Island there to play I Just Had Sex. I don't understand why they could... Because then we would have had something that people knew.
Right.
And it would have...
And we would have all been like, ah.
And it would have been hilarious.
Everyone would have just been like, yeah. And then we also would have gotten Akon.
Yeah. Bring out Lonely Island. Bring out Akon.
I would have loved to see Akon.
Yeah.
We've had Lil Jon.
Lil Jon. No Akon.
We can get some Akon.
Yeah. I like Akon.
I do. He's a great singer.
I like his like style, you know?
No, he's great. He's great.
So, that's the end of The Bachelor. That's that. All
right. Well, we did it.
Yep.
So, we're done?
Well, no. We're not done.
What?
Because there's more.
Shut your face.
Well, it's time for us to announce the next Bachelorette.
Wow. You know, Alex, I have a good feeling about this.
Do you?
I feel like it's going to be a person that we didn't hate through this whole season.
It was someone we liked from the beginning.
Right, someone we liked from the beginning. I feel like it's going to be a person that everyone is like really behind and really had a good edit and really just like didn't ever like make herself look ridiculous during the season. And
I'm sure it wasn't anyone who ever growled at the cameras.
Right, definitely didn't do that.
No.
And definitely didn't like make me like, thank God you're leaving.
Well, Alan, let me tell you. Are you ready to roll tide for a whole goddamn season? Ladies and gentlemen, Hannah B is the next Bachelorette.
I'm not happy about it.
I'm on board. I'm here. Roll tide.
Look, no.
Roll tide.
Look, I hated on Colton a lot. They made me like him. They figured it out. They cracked the code. You cannot make me like Hannah B.
They're going to. Roll tide.
Ugh. God, she's just not, just be better. I don't know why I don't like her.
Well, you did miss some of her more endearing moments on the Because you decided to poop at this time while we were watching.
Look, I didn't decide to poop. My body decided to poop.
No, I respect that. You got to go when you got to go, when nature calls.
Thank you.
And generally, I do understand that. Like, that's just like...
Hey, when you got to go, you got to go.
Like, because there are people in the world who identify as morning poopers, night poopers. Me, I just got to go when I got to go.
I'm an anytime
pooper. And the thing, we're talking a lot about, like, how I poop right now. There's not a lot of lead up. It's always just like, oop, got to poop.
Oop, got to poop!
Time to poop, kids. Let's
you
go.
You didn't mean to do that. No, I didn't. But that was so good. It's not the title of an episode, but it's a good little gem for you guys to find later in this episode. Yep. Oop, got a poop. Oh, I loved that. Whoo, boy. Not as much as I don't love Hannah B. being the fucking Bachelorette. I think I just have bachelor fatigue.
Yeah.
And by the time we get over to her, I'm going to be like, yeah, great, woo!
Yeah.
But right now, I'm very, like, not hype about Hannah B.
Yeah. I also wasn't particularly excited for Becca. She was boring. When she was on The Bachelor, like, I wasn't,
right,
like,
no, she was kind of boring. Yeah, she was kind of boring. Boring.
Yeah, and then, like I was excited for Rachel. I liked Rachel.
Oh, we all loved, everyone was excited for Rachel. I liked Rachel. Everyone was fucking excited for Rachel. Everyone was fucking excited for Rachel.
Yeah, one of the things that I think...
She's the clapback queen.
Yeah. You know, her and Ben Higgins have, like, a Hulu original show together where they recap The Bachelor.
Yes!
I haven't watched it yet. It's on my to-do list.
Is it as good as this podcast?
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. It's on my to-do list.
Have you read any reviews?
No. But my point is, though, is that I think that we saw it a lot at the Women Tell All. We saw it tonight after she, like, came out on stage. There is a certain endearing quality about Hannah B.
Okay, I'm going to steer away from my negativity about her.
Yeah.
She's a sweet, nice, feels to me a very genuine human being.
Yeah, which is not how she came across during this season at all.
No. But I do believe that there's good endearing qualities of her. I'm just not excited by her prospect as The Bachelor.
No, I mean, but one of the things that I liked that I saw tonight is just kind of, she's kind of clumsy. She's kind of clumsy and, like, bumbling. She doesn't have, she's clearly not very nervous. Like, she's not very poised for someone who is Miss Alabama. She's not perfect, which I like. Like, I don't like that. That's a place
I don't know,
where
I like the poise. I don't know.
That's fair. You're allowed to. I don't know.
I understood the endearing quality.
Yeah.
And I was about it. In a way. But I'm also like,
Don't get me wrong. Like, she wasn't my first pick for Bachelorette.
Yeah.
But this is who we got.
Yeah.
So
fair. And I'm happy to stand by it. And we're gonna fucking dissect those boys.
Yeah.
Oh, those boys are, you boys better be ready because you're gonna get it.
Oh boy,
you're gonna get it.
Yep. We say it every season. Like, we've said it twice really, but like, we started this podcast talking about Ari, and we were talking about how we were going to be very critical of the women, and we promised we would also be very critical of the men when The Bachelorette rolled around.
I love being critical,
and I think
of
we
men.
Delivered on that.
I agree,
and we're going to do that again.
I fucking love being critical of the men, though. The men are way more fun to be critical of.
Yeah, because they're usually way worse.
Yes, I know. I love hating on the boys.
There's literal criminals.
I think what's upsetting is that the highest bar right now for this season is like, let's not have a criminal.
If we get through this whole season, no criminals, no racists,
it's
no
a
flat earthers,
win.
then you know what? You did better.
You done did it.
But you know what? The boys that we met tonight did not give me a lot of hope.
They sure didn't.
We
meet five boys.
We meet five boys. Two of them are named Luke. One of them is named Cam.
One of the Lukes look like Nick Vile.
One of the Lukes looks exactly like Nick Vile, so much so that Chris pointed it out. Like, he said, did anyone else just think that was Nick?
We wanted to get him back on the show.
Yeah. I thought Nick was going to be the next Bachelorette.
Oh, good. That's, fuck you.
but that's, but, like, we don't need to dissect these boys right now, mainly because they just didn't make a strong impression on me.
One had a good thing, and I think his name was Chad, which is very white.
I don't think his name was... I don't remember there being a Chad.
There wasn't a Chad?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Something with a C. Chet?
There was a Cam.
Cam?
I mentioned a Cam earlier.
Was it a Cam?
Cam was the rapping one.
No, the stool.
Oh, I don't remember his name.
I think it was something with a C.
I thought it was like Devin.
Is it Devin?
No.
I don't know.
I don't remember their
names.
Let's call him Derek. Let's call him Dirk.
So Dirk is the one thing I liked. He got a stool and said, this is going to be our first steps in our relationship. We're going to be able to see eye to eye and get on each other's level. And I was like, cute. I liked it.
Yeah.
And they hugged.
Yeah.
It was nice.
And then Hannah B. got to give out her first rose.
Which was like, that's kind of interesting because they didn't have a rose ceremony. So they're like, contractually, yeah, we have to have a rose ceremony. We've had one every episode, guys.
Yeah.
We can't break this streak.
We have to have a rose ceremony. So
they have this whole plan, like, I want to give him a rose. I just want to give one of them a rose tonight.
And Chris is like, really? Okay, good.
Really? Okay, good.
And he gets
it. Because this definitely wasn't planned. We didn't make you say this at all, right?
No. So they get a rose, and Chris Harrison assures all of them, you're not all going home. Like,
although I thought that would have been the best.
Yeah.
Like, so they actually got five potential dudes. She picked one of them, and the four were already just out.
The only four
And they had to fight four new boys.
Yeah. That would have been interesting. Awesome.
Which I don't think it would have been that tough, because they definitely have runners up.
Yeah.
And they're like,
they definitely have like a huge pool of people.
Right, exactly. So they can just pull.
Like, four I still new haven't boys. Gotten my call back yet.
Right, but they could just get four new boys.
Yeah. Chris Harrison, gentlemen, Hannah, this is the only rose tonight.
Which was very funny. Everyone laughed.
Everyone chuckled.
Christopher, what a solid goof.
When you're ready. And
she was not ready.
She was not ready. Because I'm pretty sure she didn't remember people's names.
She had no idea whose name was who. Two of them were named the same name.
yeah.
Also, she hasn't gone through bachelorette training.
Exactly.
She didn't go to etiquette school yet.
She hasn't been to etiquette school. She hasn't been to boot camp.
She's not been to bachelorette boot
camp. She openly didn't know how to pin a rose on someone. Like,
so, like, all things they train you to do, I'm sure.
I'm sure
they like, because, like, she even goes like, I'm not supposed to pick this up yet. Like, there's a time and there's a motion that they literally walk you through how to do the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Because there's a formula to it.
Yep.
And it's gotta be done right.
She hasn't had her training.
Which is okay.
Yep.
That I forgave. I'm not miffed at this.
Yeah. But she gives the rose to Cam, who was the one who, like, rapped, which is weird because he wasn't the one black guy.
Who they cut out of the shot!
Yeah.
So at the end, they were like all gathered around, and the black guy was not in the shot, and we're like, oh, come on, Bachelor.
Come on.
God damn it.
Come on.
God damn it. Yeah, there was four white dudes and a black guy, which is about the ratio.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying that's problematic, and there needs to be more people of color on this show.
Yes. More Asians. Bring back Venmo John.
Bring back Venmo John! Next Bachelor.
But that's it.
That's it.
That's the Bachelor.
Well, so what do we do now? Do we just... We're done. We're out.
Well, we haven't done Play of the Game.
Oh, shit. Oh, I don't want to fuck it. Who are we really...
We can't skip Play of the Game 2 weeks in a row.
I know you're right. But also, what the fuck play happens?
I've got it. We're doing Play of the Game. Play the music, editing Alex. Alan, I'm going to start with my play of the game,
please,
actually.
Please do, because I don't know the fuck I'm going to choose.
Because my play of the game goes to Air Supply.
Okay, that's good.
My play of the game is going to Air Supply.
Just for existing.
Playing their hit song, Making Love Out of Nothing at All. Just putting this whole franchise on blast.
I've got one, too.
All right, hit me.
Play of the game, Christopher B. Harrison.
All right.
Colton, did you lose your virginity? Well, I don't want to tell. He lost it, everybody. He lost it. Fuck this guy.
Just being fucking done
just
with
this
shit.
I'm done with this shit. He lost it.
It's over.
I'm assuming it's a yes. And also making fun of the guy who looked like Nick.
Yeah.
Chris Harrison had some solid goofs.
He did. I'm really hoping that Chris really wasn't in this season very much.
I need more of him then. Like, yeah. More so, like, I mean, we got some great Harrison at the
end. Let's talk about this. Like, we do like a mid, like a mid semester evaluation here. Let's talk about the whole season. How do we feel the season went?
I said it last episode, man. They did it.
Yeah.
They made me like Colton.
Yep. Which
I didn't think I would.
We both went into the season down on Colton.
We both said it's a success if they make us like him.
Yeah, and they did.
He went through such shit that I felt so bad for him. I liked him.
Yeah.
My dad thinks he's corny though, which was
he absolutely
funny.
Is.
My dad, Mike Moss, who does not watch this show at all, paid enough attention to the finale of this to make an assessment of Colton and go, but this guy's so corny.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love you.
Yep.
My father, like, shouts out to Mike Moss.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dad.
You know, the season as a whole was interesting, I think. I think we had, forgetting about the ending for a second, because the ending as a whole was disappointing.
It was a fucking train wreck.
But,
well, okay, maybe too much hyperbole, but it was a disappointment. I'm going to go with a disappointment.
Yeah. I think they brought it with, like, star power. Like, they had really good guests this season.
Very good guests.
With Nick Offerman, Megan Mullally, Terry Crews.
Billy Eichner.
Terry Crews' wife. I want to say Rebecca. I can't remember her name. Willard. I'm sorry. Fred Willard.
Always
going to be here
for the show.
We better
get some Fred Willard next season.
Always here for us, Fred Willard. Others? Were there any other? And those were the most notable guests.
Yeah, we didn't really get anyone else that, like...
There were others. Air Supply. Air
Supply.
But that was... And then, of course, we had the bands that no one's ever heard of. Unlike Air Supply.
Everybody knows
Air Supply.
Everyone fucking knows Air Supply.
Yeah.
Greatest band of all time.
Yeah. I think we ran into some issues with the cast being, just sort of the maturity of the cast seemed a little low.
Look, we love Demi.
Yeah.
Demi isn't a bad person.
Maybe she is. She might be, actually.
But she really, really, really drove me a little crazy at the women tell all.
But not just not just Demi though. You also have Onyeka, who like was
I don't like Onyeka
ringing,
at
like,
all.
The, like blasting your air horn.
Like, very much a bully. Like, Sydney called it like it was. She's like, you're a bully. She didn't do that.
Yeah.
You're full of it. You said this. You did that.
There was weird drama coming up out of nowhere.
Elise leaving in a wedding dress.
Sydney leaving. Like an adult. This season was a little abnormal, I'd say.
It was in no way traditional.
Yeah. And I don't want to see, because the thing is, we've been saying for a long time, this show needs a bit of a shakeup to stay relevant in the 21st century.
Yeah, this is definitely getting, like, people are talking about this shit.
But this wasn't it.
It wasn't it.
This wasn't it. And again, this season wasn't, like, stellar.
Right, yeah.
Like, really, I gotta say, I think the best season we've watched was Nick's.
It was a very good season, all told.
Yeah. Nick's I gotta give props to Ari's season too, because it gave us Ari's season.
Fucking nerd
had a great cast.
Really good. Yes, women were very good.
Kendall, Tia,
Kendall, just
Kendall.
I had to say it, and Kendall.
Bunch of other ones, but Kendall. And then this season, like.
There was a lot of very forgettable characters or people
contestants
on this show.
Yeah.
Like, look, as much as I like DJ Agro, she wasn't around long enough for me to really form an opinion of her.
Yeah. Like, there wasn't... Like, I feel like they focused so much on the Kaylin versus Hannah B. drama from the get-go.
It sucked.
That we did not get to really experience the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
Like, because you remember Ari's season, we had people like Jenna and... Jacqueline, and we had there were people who weren't necessarily like the stars of the show, but like I feel like in past seasons I've reached the point where I know everybody's name much sooner than I did this season.
Yes, 100%.
Like this season, like there were people that I just did not know who they were.
It was like a Whitney
situation. It was like if everyone was Whitney.
Yeah, if everyone was Whitney.
Which I don't know, I don't think the season was great.
It wasn't.
It wasn't great. I
think we can both agree on that. It wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
Like, good for Colton.
Yeah.
He got that nut.
Because look, I appreciate one, he got that nut. He may have sent the nut home, but he got that nut.
He got that nut.
But he also...
He didn't get the other nut, but he got that nut.
Yeah. But like, he also, you know, did something that, was pretty unheard of in The Bachelor, sending people home, like, at the end there, and also...
This finale was unprecedented.
Proceeding to have like a normal relationship instead of immediately getting engaged, like there's something to be said about that. That's
fair. Do you think they're going to offer him a chance for a ring later on?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm sure because of the publicity for The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will somehow be like, look, we're going to give you a ring and we're going to be able to look, The Bachelor's still providing this ring and it's going to be like, ooh, look what the nice thing The Bachelor did just for good media.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a no brainer for them at that point. Because then it gives Neil Lane more just like publicity and stuff like that.
More energy to fuel his endless life.
Yeah, or whoever has now replaced him at his jewelry because he is clearly dead.
When one Neil Lane dies, another is born.
Another is reborn from the cocoon.
When one Neil Lane dies, two more grow back in its place.
Two Neils.
And they might do something like that. But again, like
the Captain and two Neils.
You done there?
Yes. I'm good.
Okay. There, like, I don't know. But basically, I'm saying this season was like okay.
It wasn't great.
It was just okay.
It was.
And again,
really,
not going to stop me from watching the future of this show.
Are you fucking kidding me? We got a podcast to run.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I think we should address sort of our future with this podcast
right now. The elephant in the room.
Sure, I wouldn't call it that, but okay.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, I know. So with The Bachelor over and The Bachelorette not picking up until roughly the end of May, we plan on going dark for a little while. We usually try to promise something like we're going to cover Flavor of Love or some shit like that.
No.
We're not making any promises like that this year. It's just easier for us to take a break and free up our schedules a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah.
We both live very full lives. We apologize that you're going to miss some of the content for the next few months.
I'm sure you'll be you'll get a fresher, better goofs.
Yeah. And maybe we'll do like an episode here or there just to keep those.
And also we're gonna hang out and see each other because that's just what we do.
And we got to unload the goof tap a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
you know, because the goof tap runneth over and you gotta let some out.
Exactly.
Maybe get our bros before Rosebud.
Yeah. But the other thing that we wanted to talk about is, now I feel stupid saying the end of Bros Before Rose.
Well, it's over. We ended it.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah. This will be the last episode of Bros Before Rose.
Ever.
Ever.
So, sorry, guys.
Yep.
We're done. The podcast is over.
Yeah. But we will be returning in May as the final Bros Tonight.
Yes. Just kidding, you idiots. You thought we ended this podcast? You morons.
So
stupid dummies.
So I just want to talk about why we're doing this.
Yeah.
So we're changing the name of the podcast to The Final Bros Tonight. This will be still Bros Before Rose.
It's exactly the same content.
Yeah, the
it's
podcast exactly is still going to be the stuff. Same. We're still going to get horny. We're still going to do...
we're going to get so horny.
We're still going to do Play the Game.
Maybe hornier.
Yeah, maybe hornier. We're still going to do Play the Game. We're still going to... The podcast...
It's going to be the same.
The content is going to be the same, if not better.
Exactly.
But one of the issues that we've kind of been discussing, really since we started this podcast, like, a year ago, is that we realized after we had started recording that we don't have the most original name.
Yeah, there's a couple people who also thought that this name was good.
Yeah. So we want to rebrand this podcast, give it a new name. I'm working on some new art for a new graphic. Yeah. We're gonna eventually at some point between now and May, ideally, open up social media pages for this podcast on Instagram, and Twitter. And
be able to engage with our audience more.
Yeah. We might even once we pick back up, we want to maybe start paying for some advertising, try to get, we want to start building this brand more.
Yes. And the first way to do that is to not have a name that a lot of other people have.
Yeah.
Which we looked and no one has this name and we're very proud of that.
Yeah.
Way to go, creative Alan and Alex.
Great job, us.
Great job, us.
Pats on the back.
Nice.
So when we do come back in May, it will be as the Final Bros Tonight. You're not going to have to subscribe to a new feed. It's all going to be under the same under the same feed. Just at some point, everything is going to update.
Yeah.
It's not going to be soon. It's going
to
be...
We're going to have to, like, just record that and post it in, like, every, instance we say Bros before Rose Hall episodes. It'll just be like, welcome to... This is the Final Bros Tonight! Oh, man, you Final Bros Tonight fans are going to be so excited for this. Wow, I can't believe we're doing the Final Bros Tonight!
I'm not going to go back and re-edit all of our episodes.
But that would be fucking hilarious.
It would be, but I'm not doing it.
I know, but it's a good goof.
Yeah.
First one of the new podcast. So this is the Final Bros Tonight.
This is not yet. This is still Bros.
No, this is still Bros before Rose.
And I think you know, for the last time.
For the last time.
Thanks for listening to Bros Before Rose, guys. We're available on podcast apps, and for we now. Will continue to be available. Again, not changing.
Not changing.
If you're subscribed to this podcast, you will stay subscribed when we change.
Don't
That's
worry.
So
it's,
important.
It's just we're literally just changing the name and a graphic. It's the same show.
Yeah, it's the same show. And you can follow us for now at our respective Twitter handles. Old Man Beefy
at BossMoss91.
Same on Instagram. You can follow this podcast at facebook.com/brosbeforerosecast. I don't know if I'm going to be able to change that, actually. We'll look into that one.
Yeah, we might have to make a new...
Might have to make a new page.
And I'll just switch everyone over to that. So that might be the one thing that changes, but...
Yeah, we'll look into that one. You give us a like, maybe, or don't, whatever.
But do.
Yeah, definitely.
Do it.
Because we do want to start expanding this brand.
Yes. It's something that we've gotten so much positive feedback from the people that listen to it now that we just feel like... There's a lot to share with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we know that there's a lot more that we can do and there's a lot more that we can say and have fun and really turn this into something that's a consistent, you know, more professional thing. And we want to take the steps to do that and we want you guys to be on that journey with us.
Yeah.
And we appreciate everyone who does listen to this and that have gone through us with this so far.
Yeah.
So I just want that just me saying thank you and I look forward to, you know, continuing this as we go on.
Yeah. That's it, though.
Yeah, that's it. It was a good run, Alex.
Good. We did good. 32 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're also not going to reset the episode.
No, it's going to be episode 33.
Yeah, we're starting at 33.
Fuck that shit.
Guys, thanks for listening to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And this has been...
The most...
Dramatic...
Episode...
Yet.
I
hate that.
What?
The tuh. I hate that.
I'm sorry.
We're coming up with a new thing for
Okay, I will never tie.
On the Discovery Channel.